Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Wait, wasn't there a famous, like, old dude that lived somewhere, like, on Mount St.
And
Helens?
Refused to leave?
Yeah.
I think that was Harry Truman was his name.
All right, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that story.
He refused to leave, and then he died with that eruption.
But I believe, like, and I'm paraphrasing, but, like, if it erupts, then I'm dying with it. Like, this is my home. Yep. I'm not leaving. No matter what you tell me, this is where I'm staying. So how long did it take to convince your stepdad, right? Because I'm thinking, I'm out camping. I got my kids with me. We're doing all the things I enjoy. And telling me there's seismic activity, just knowing how I am, if I had not heard that previously, I'd have been like, yeah, you know what, dude? I'm going to go ahead and chance it. If you said there's like 8 grizzly bears, you know, that are rabid, I'd get the hell out of there.
Not only that, as far as your knowledge of volcanoes.
We were out right away.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And,
well, how they're...
I mean,
how,
he was serious. I could tell by the look in his face. He's like, yeah, you guys need to go.
Because at that time, you had a couple different... What you learned in school was, look, you have active volcanoes and you have dormant volcanoes.
Right.
So when you hear dormant, you just believe that that's an inactive volcano.
Right.
And that was what Mount St. Helens was. It was a dormant volcano, just like, you know, Mount Rainier.
Rainier, anything.
Dormant
yeah.
volcano. And that was the first questions that we had in school was, if it's a dormant volcano, then how did it blow? And our teacher was like, and I remember this, I don't know.
Oh, even the teacher didn't know?
I don't know. Because we are teaching you that a dormant volcano is inactive.
We were just told, because we kind of had the same question, right? Because you think dormant, explained, they said, there's another one called extinct. It's a dormant.
Oh, okay, all right.
Dormant is hibernating. You're just not quite sure when it's going to wake up. But when it does, it's going to be ugly. Active, you can figure it out. Yeah.
Speaking of Mount Rainier, too, my last job as a maintenance director, our medical facility was located right next to Puyallup River. And so part of my duties were to do new hire orientations for fire safety and disaster preparedness. And being located right there by Puyallup River, I mean, everybody knows it's pretty much scientifically proven that if Mount Rainier goes, it's going to take the path of least resistance, right? And it's going to come right down through Ording, Sumner, Puyallup, or whatnot. And I lived right next to the river, too. And so I always had that in the back of my mind, especially after going through the whole Mount St. Helens thing. I'm like, am I going to get enough warning? I know they got sirens and all that stuff, but I'm like, am I going to be able to get out in time?
I mean, those Laharas move quick.
Well, they see the bulges, you know, normally a week out or 2 weeks
usually,
out.
Usually, yeah.
They can kind of see a little bit of what is starting to happen.
Well, and I know what he's talking about. When I lived down in Sumner as well, we were right next to one of those rivers, and if it rained enough, like they were starting to bring out stuff to kind of keep the river out there from flooding the entire area. It's like that mountain goes off.
Didn't you have a moment where, just because of the rains, I remember this, when you and your wife were living there, like you said, because you live kind of across the street-ish from it?
Yeah. We were right there in the same complex, and it never got to the point to where people needed to be evacuated, but it did get high enough, and I went out there a handful of times to look at it. The debris that was being washed down was horrifically incredible.
Did it get close to, like, that playground?
Playground.
I'm just remembering your old place, like looking at the giant rabbits. There was like a playground, and I think the river was on like the other side.
Okay, so yeah, so where that playground was actually within the complex. On the other side of those buildings is where that river was at. All right. It never got close there, but there was this big hilly berm that was built up there. I don't know if it was sandbagged and then just kind of mossed over or something like that, but they had a natural barrier that was there, and then they would actually, for like the walkway paths, they would bring out these big old inflatable, which I think they actually fill with water. To keep it in place. Yeah, right, to inflate and keep them in place there. So we weren't ever sandbagged there, but that river did get high enough to where after it had settled, we walked the dog, and there was a trail of leaves where the water line had clearly gone up and over the walking trail that was back there. And again, same thing. I wasn't thinking about the rain that was coming down. I'm thinking about if that mountain blows, this is going to completely wipe out everything that's down here, and I'm kind of the same as Wade. Like, am I going to get enough... warning to
be able
to get out of here?
I'm going to be a pessimist and say no. Unless, like Miles says, so at Mount St. Helens, you know, they're monitoring this thing, and you get your seismographs going off and all this. But then St. Helens, visually, they're like, it looks like a pregnant woman now. I mean, you can see this bulge growing, so there's no question. But I feel like if right near blue, I mean, how much time, even if you're blaring the sirens, right? Give you 10 minutes notice, maybe.
And there was one way to get out of that complex.
That's what
I'm
saying.
The road that I lived down, like, there was no, hey, let's take the back way out. There was one road that you could get out there, and traffic in Sumner already sucked. Getting people out of there and evacuated, I was like, this is going to be an absolute massacre.
It's always the thing I wonder when you see, you know, because, like, you know, you see the forest fires and all this kind of thing anywhere in the country, and people are trying to evacuate. It's not people responding to the warning. It's that everyone did respond to the warning, and then it's two-lane highway. No one's moving.
Right.
Right.
So, they can't.
I just I don't know the answer is other than buy a helicopter.
Side note with Mount St. Helens there, it wasn't until, honestly, this year that my dumbass figured out that Harry Truman was not the former president that died up there.
Wait.
No.
Seriously, though. It didn't make sense to me either, but I was like, the guy's name is frickin' Harry Truman.
But you thought that
he retired to Chehalis, Washington, or
whatever. You never thought, like, how is that not a bigger deal than a former president?
That's exactly what I wanted.
How is he still alive?
I mean, he'd
Harry
have been
Truman?
Super
yeah,
old.
This is 1980.
Well, I didn't look that deeply into it. It's Harry Truman,
Harry
man.
Truman, when did he die? In the 60s, the 50s?
I don't know. When would Mount St. Helens blow?
1981.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that a former president's like, I'm not leaving my cabin in the mountains.
How is he still alive at the time? I did wonder all that. But to be honest with you, I wondered it enough to be confused by it, but not enough to actually investigate.
Yeah. Where you go, like, there's only one Hamburglar. Obviously, this guy just has the name.
Were you flying? Were you flying over in an Abraham Lincoln plane?
In an Abraham Lincoln plane? Yeah.
All right, in Mike's defense, Harry Truman, the president, died in 72.
Yeah, 72. Miles.
He was only off by 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he was also 88.
He died because of a mountain, Ted.
Dude, look, I've heard the Harry Truman, the mountain guy. I think I must have heard it before, but somebody, as I was up by Mount Baker ski area, so somebody was relaying that story to me this weekend. And same thing, Mike. His name was Harry Truman.
Aye.
And they were like, yeah, dude, it's kind of famous. All right, whatever.
Remember I told you guys, there was a bouncer used to work at a bar that I used to frequent in Baltimore. His name was Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the cops came in, he didn't have his ID. This whole thing went down. They take him down. He's a smart ass. He's getting roughed up a little bit. He's back in about 4 hours just shaking his head. I swear to God. So about a month and a half ago, I'm reading about something that's going on in Baltimore and the neighborhood that this bar was. A little bit of a renaissance. But they go to this bar saying, this place has been there for 500 years, and there's a quote from a dude, and I swear to God, Benjamin Franklin.
Same bar, same dude.
Now he's a bartender.
All right.
He's probably my age or 5 years older, so it makes sense for this kind of place, but I'm just like, so I showed my wife, I'm like, this is the guy that I told you the story about that got roughed up by the cops because they thought he's being a jackass because they kept saying, what's your name? And he's like, Benjamin Franklin. Okay, wise guy.
Baltimore, also the place you don't move four blocks away from the time that you were born.
Nope. So, and again,
you stay in that general
vicinity. Keep in mind, we moved here 20 years ago. I stopped going to the bar 10 years before that. So this guy has been a part of this bar. And this is not a glamorous bar. I get guys that work at a bar, like a nice steakhouse, like, and tips alone, I'm bringing home 72 grand a year. It's understood. This place is, like I said, there's heroin addicts in the back. The floor is sticky. People choose to pee outside as opposed to going to that bathroom because that bathroom is that gross. My man is still there.
Dude, I told you when I was, what, 19 or 20, I quit my job at that bar in College Park. There was a package store and a bar, right? And I'll never forget, like, the one manager, is he's like, I just talked to the owner. He's not going to give you any of those Thursday, Friday shifts back for bartending. I said, okay, well, I'm going to quit. And as I was walking out, I'll never forget, he goes, you're really going to regret this. Now, you fast forward till 2 years ago, right? We've been out here doing a radio show, having fun. I went in there. That guy was still working.
He's
there.
Still there.
Did he remember you?
Barely. I had to really jog his memory. But they finally tore down that bar. So I'm like, I don't know. What do you do?
What are you going to do now?
He really regretted that.
Yeah.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and then see how many you can get right. Hopefully you'll get all 10, and three strikes and you're out means you are out of the game. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Dave, we're leaning on cities on our categories today. We have 2024's best coffee cities in the United States. They highlight the best cities to enjoy a cup of joe. And they compared the 100 largest cities around 12 key indicators of a strong coffee culture. The data set ranges from coffee shops, coffee houses, cafes per capita, to the average price per pack of coffee, to the share of residents with coffee makers at home. So, category number one, the best cities for coffee. Category number two, just announced last week, these are the 10 best cities in America for pizza, according to the new survey. The study evaluated factors such as average ratings, excellence in reviews, number of pizza establishments, and pizza-related internet searches. So, Dave, what do you want to do? Coffee or pizza today on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Well, since Howard Schultz sold our son, it's definitely not coffee.
So you're going to go pizza?
I'm going to go pizza.
All right, Dave. Here we go. We have the best cities in America for pizza. The study results challenge long-held assumptions about America's pizza landscape, just so you know. With some cities coming out of nowhere, which are traditionally not known as pizza cities. So keep that in mind, Dave, as you make your guesses. What is your first guess, Dave, on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
New York.
New York City is now the number four pizza spot in America. As far as excellence go, New York does rank number one. As far as the quality of the pies that they make there. As far as the choices of pizza, that comes in at 10.
I can believe that.
So basically, it's one style for the most part.
Because New York's going to think, now we do New York style.
Yeah. As far as interest in pizza, it is number one. So New York is the most pizza-interested city.
Mm-hmm.
And
as long as you like New York style pizza.
That is correct. Okay. All right, Dave, you're one for one. New York is number four on the list.
Let's go for Chicago.
Number nine.
Oh, all
Chicago,
right.
Excellence is ranked number eight. As far as the choice, it is ranked number 17.
I can believe, again, Chicago-style pizza.
And as far as interest, it's number three on the list. So people go to Chicago, they definitely want to try Chicago-style mm-hmm. pizza. They want to try their tavern pizza as well. So
I mean, Chicago, but that tavern pizza, up until about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago, nobody knew that existed.
Right.
All you knew was deep dish from Chicago.
That's correct. Yep. Absolutely. All right, Dave, you're two for two with Chicago and New York.
We're going to go with Detroit.
Would you believe that they are number 11?
No.
And they seem to be the pizza that is kind of more sweeping the country as far as popularity than any other style. They're just coming in at number 11 on a number of reasons based on the fact that basically if you go there, it's Detroit pizza or bust for the most part.
Hmm.
I think
this
maybe
is a little
like,
harder than I thought it was going to be, actually.
I'm thinking places like, you got like Philadelphia and Boston. Don't guess them yet. Because traditional East Coast cities, these old ones, it's all about pizza. But then also, you have L.A., not necessarily the kind of pizza I want, but you think California Pizza Kitchen, etc.
I'll tell you this. Maybe San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, just because there's so many like foodie culture and chefs.
And I will tell you this, Dave, there is one city in California. It is not Los Angeles. This city in California has the highest population of Italians in any other city. They're the only city in California with a, quote, official Little Italy, so to speak.
Okay,
so hopefully
I know where
those clues can help you out.
Well, I don't think it's San Francisco, so let's try San Diego.
San Diego number five. There you go. You took the clues and ran with it. San Diego number five, New York number four, and Chicago number nine. Dave,
everyone's been San Diego pie.
One strike against you, yes. Which has no fat on
it. Yeah, right. None at all.
I didn't even know there was a lot of Italians in San Diego.
Yep. Actually, man, Little Italy in San Diego is one of the best places I've ever eaten as far as their food goes. I've been to Baltimore's got a great one, too. I was just San Diego.
Baltimore's Little Italy is like super Little Italy. Like teeny tiny microscopic Italy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's see here, Dave. You're 3 out of 10 and one strike so far.
I would go with what Ted was tracking with. Portland, Seattle might be a couple, at least worth throwing out there.
All right. Let's try St. Louis first, though.
St. Louis. No. Not on the list. They do have a very unique style of pizza.
I like St. Louis pizza. It's kind of that tavern square cut, but it's all about the Provel cheese. Just
that's
ask them.
Right. That's right. It is about the cheese.
They will let you know.
Well, all right. Let's go with our Seahawks and Sonics and go Seattle pizza.
Seattle pizza is now crowned the top pizza city in the United States of America. I did not make this list up. Do not give me crap. It is number one. They say Seattle's rise in the pizza world stems from its focus on locally sourced ingredients,
true,
the innovative approach to pizza making, from wood-fired Neapolitan-style pies to fusion pizzas. The city offers one of the more diverse and high-quality pizza experiences that rivals traditional pizza capitals.
That's hard to argue. That, you know, because when you think pizza, right, you think New York City. Seattle goes, cool, we have New York pizza, but we have 10 million different types. Whether you like them or not is entirely different, but you definitely get variety.
I mean, I talk about Pagliacci, but also, like, Dino, that grandma slice at Dino's on Capitol Hill, to me, is one of the better pieces of pizza in this
city. Tom Douglas is, Serious Pie is very unique pizza.
Serious, right? That's a different won a lot style, of awards. You
know, what was the one out in West Seattle, the pizza joint that we'd go watch football games at? Tallarico's.
Tallarico's, yep.
Great pizza.
That's a big slice of pizza. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dave, 4 out of 10, but you do have two strikes against you. So far, you're correct with number one, Seattle, number four, New York, San Diego, 5, and Chicago, 9.
You guys think there might be like a New Jersey place on there?
There is no towns in New Jersey on the list.
Because that's New York.
Right, that's kind of what I figured.
Or it's Philadelphia, right? So, I mean, that's...
And Philadelphia, not that they don't have good pizza, it's not really known as a pizza haven, more of a cheesesteak place, but there is great pizza on the Jersey Shore. That's where you're going to go find a good slice of pie, because it's New York style.
Yeah, I think Philadelphia has great pizza. You're right. They're just more known for the cheesesteak.
But their pizza's solid, right. Yeah. Maybe if Seattle's up there, I would guess Portland, because they tend to be very inventive.
Since they have the closest basketball team to us, since Howard Schultz got rid of ours.
Dave, do you have a bone to pick?
Yeah.
How long have you held this grudge? Like, if I were to do you wrong, maybe accidentally open up a piece of mail that was into my mailbox, is this like a 20-year commitment to you hating my guts, or is this just, you know, like, are you done in a week?
Hey, you're good.
All right, okay. I didn't know. I'm making sure there.
I mean, he sold the team, they left.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
We were here when it happened.
So, we'll go with the Trailblazers and say Portland.
Let's go Portland at number three. The number three pizza town in the United States of America. So, Dave, you're right with Seattle, Portland, New York, San Diego, and Chicago. I'll give you this. There's one city in Pennsylvania with a big Italian population. There's a city in Colorado, as well as a city in Florida, a city in Ohio, and a city in Massachusetts.
So I would think Boston with Massachusetts.
Even though I don't like the Eagles, we'll go Philadelphia.
It is not Philadelphia.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is it Pittsburgh?
It's Pittsburgh at number 10.
Huh.
You guys want to try to complete the list?
Boston.
So far, Dave was right with Chicago, San Diego, New York, Portland, and Seattle. You said Boston. Boston is number 2 on the list. It is number one in excellence.
Okay.
As far as the quality of pie.
How about Denver?
Denver, Colorado is number eight on the list. Good guess, Mark.
Denver, huh?
Denver.
All right.
Which seems weird because of the altitude. I just would figure that...
It's probably an entirely different kind of crust. Like, or
does the
Mile high pie,
does
baby.
The dough even rise there? I mean, you're already so high. So high. In many ways.
So we got one in Florida, you said, and one in Ohio. So...
I would guess Cleveland, Miami.
Cleveland is number seven.
All right.
All right.
And there's one city left, and that city is in Florida.
So I don't think it's Miami.
Think about the most ethnically diverse city in Florida for the most part.
Orlando.
Orlando, Florida.
Ah, yeah, there's a lot of different groups of people in Orlando.
That's mice, magic. Dogs.
Yeah, but that makes sense that they would have good pizza and you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because everyone in the world is coming to your city for Disney or whatever.
And they got the magic.
Yeah. And I think some people would just, you go down there to visit and it's like, if we already own a pizza shop in Ohio, like, you want to go to Florida and open a new one?
Yeah, that's good. That's very true.
Yep.
And although you might be shocked by Seattle being the new number one pizza destination in America, here are a few stats. Seattle has the highest overall weighted ranking among U.S. cities for pizza. An impressive average rating of 4.13 out of 5 for all pizzerias.
Damn. Okay.
So 4 stars. 755,000 residents with access to 755 pizza establishments. So the variety is excellent, and there are many locations. 186 pizza-related searches per 100,000 residents, indicating strong local interest in pizza. And reviews rated as excellent come in at 42%, showcasing the high quality of pizza. So believe it or not, Seattle's got a lot to be proud for as far as the pizza game.
One weird thing that happened on the text lines, I cannot explain this, nor had I heard this before, but three different people are saying New Haven, Connecticut.
Connecticut's known for their pizza.
Right.
And the difference with this is
New Haven's just not big enough for
it's the 100 biggest cities.
I don't know. New Haven... I want to say, like, they claim to have, like, the original pizzeria or something. Right. So there's, like, New Haven style, right? All Which is, like, closer up to Boston. But maybe Boston just kind of overtook it. But I know New Haven is, I think they're famous for that. And I want to say they might have had the first hamburger place.
Okay. I did not know that. But, yeah, I mean, the text lines, everyone's like, New Haven, Connecticut.
But as far as the I-95 corridor or Jersey Shore all the way up through, geez, New York, Philadelphia, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts... That is a strong pizza-making area in this country.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many different styles. You got to, you know what I mean? I think it's also up to people, kind of, depends on what you like.
That's it. All right, there you go. Let's see. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What surprising thing did you find out about a coworker, a family member, or a friend? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Maria. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, how's it going?
Hola.
Good, Maria. Thank you.
So this one time, when I was helping my friend clean out their house and donate stuff, they said there was a box in the back room and their bedroom. So after going into the back room and grabbing the first box, I went into their room and saw a huge white dildo bigger than my hand and forearm.
Wow.
And he's gay. So, you know, I guess it's a butt plug. But
Assume.
I doubt it. If it's that big.
And I pretended I didn't go in there yet and found them in their living room with the first box in my hands. And then I asked them if they wanted to show me what I needed to get out of their room and just pretend I didn't see it. And as we were about to go in their room, they said, oh, hold on, and then threw a blanket over it before I entered. And to this day, I don't think they know that I saw it.
Did they listen to this show?
I'm not sure. They might know now.
You're going to find out.
I think saw a lot of good times, I'm sure.
I'm sure it did.
You know, what it could tell.
So,
were you that shocked by it?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello? Yeah.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
I'm saying, were you that shocked by it, or were you like, yeah, I figured?
Well, I was thinking that's bigger than anything I've ever put in my body, so good for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little loose back there.
Jeez,
God, I remember the first time I saw one of those. I didn't know what it was, but my buddy, we were teenagers, and he was cat-sitting for the lady that lived next to him. So anyway, I go in there one day. We're feeding the cats. No big deal. But he's like, hey, man, you got to see this. This dude, Kevin. And he opens the bottom drawer. And it was a massive double-sided dildo. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing was, and we just sat there and stared at it. And it was crazy because the lady, you know, she gets back from vacation. I'd see her 3 days a week, whatever. Most demure, sweet thing in the world. And that's what blew her mind. Not that she had a sex toy, but just the size of it.
Yeah.
What it was for.
Yeah.
I mean, all these strap-ons and stuff. But when you talk to her, it sounded like Betty White were a librarian.
Right.
Oh. Right? That's the way she came off. And I just never saw her the same again. I saw her in a much better light. I'm like, I like her. She gives no vibe that says, look, give it to me hard and give it to me deep. But we saw that thing. I'm like, she's not joking around, man. Like,
Mike, I know Steve has heard this story, but this was one that happened to me later in life where I found out. I believe I was living here at the time. So it had been a number of years. Okay. But 4 or 5 houses down from where I grew up in West Virginia was a small little neighborhood, probably no more than 30 houses. But
right.
Down the road, a family had 2 adoptive kids. They had a little boy and a little girl. Now, they were probably 3 or 4 years younger than me. But as things were at that time, when you walked home from school, you always walked in a group. Based on the fact that your parents preferred it for safety.
Sure.
There were some dogs that would meet you down there that were friendly dogs that would walk, you know, with their parents and everything else. But it was more about the fact of just to keep everybody safe from being attacked by a couple of dogs who were a little bit wild in the neighborhood.
Right. Gotcha. Right?
So that was the basic thing. So you knew every single kid, whether you went to school in their class or not. Now, I was this one girl was particularly, for whatever reason, she was attached to me as far as me protecting her. So she would always walk close to me, and I knew her very well.
She younger or same grade?
She was younger. She was probably younger by a couple of years. But I always looked out for her because she just seemed to be one of those people who was a little bit more timid, a little bit more fragile. So I was like, all right, look, man, we got Sarah. You know, no big deal. Sarah goes on to go to college, blah, 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 blah. I'm pretty sure what happened was Sarah's father passed away. Sarah's father, and she was adopted, was the king of Sierra Leone, the country. All right?
What?
He's the king. The reason that she was adopted is because the king, shockingly, might have stepped outside of his royal marriage and had a child.
A king of a country?
Outside of wedlock. The reason she ended up in the United States and in West Virginia was because she was put up for adoption.
In West Virginia?
She was
put up for adoption in West Virginia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll take
her.
Take
her to Florida or California, New York.
By the way, Mike, at this point in time, Sarah had already moved on to Los Angeles. She graduated with a broadcast communication degree.
All right.
She was working in Hollywood. She is an actress. Mm-hmm. She's appearing on some small roles and things like that.
As a princess should.
At this point in time, like coming to America, she finds out that she is the heir to the throne of Sierra Leone. Now, okay, so I am not kidding.
He didn't have any other kids?
He might have had children, but she is in that lineage and in that line. She is a part of that family.
Right.
She is the king's daughter. She is also from America. They consider her more royalty than they do his.
So just the education and everything else comes along with it, right?
All of those things. So I get a couple emails every year on clean water projects that she's now involved in, and she is involved headfirst in this. She still lives in the United States, but she goes.
Is she the queen of Sierra Leone?
I believe right now she is just the princess. Let me look up right now and find out what her deal is.
Princess of succession.
No, I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's like.
I feel like if you're queen, you should probably at least live in the country.
Sure, but she wouldn't be queen until
mom dies, right?
Right, until her dad.
Oh, now she's an American philanthropist. But yeah, I mean, she's.
Yeah,
that's Sarah.
Is she looking for
princess?
A king?
She's a princess.
Still a princess.
She's a princess.
All right.
See, I should have asked her out, then I could be a prince.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine Miles Montgomery, the Prince of Sierra Leone.
Here she is with Carol. Carol Burnett at the Emmys. I mean, Jesus, whiz, woman.
Miles, time for you to be the prince that she desires.
Come on, man.
Well, she sends me emails every. I wonder if I should follow her.
Don your white steed and sweep her off her feet, young prince.
Single, man. Go be the king of Sierra Leone.
Go get it, man.
All right.
Go be a king.
You
got an M.
Every picture, she's in Africa. West
King
Africa?
Miles Montgomery.
Sierra Leone.
Of Sierra Leone.
Then my uncle.
No one would believe your ID.
No.
No.
They look at your white ass and be like, you're trying to tell me you're the king.
Well, trust me, the first email I sent her.
You're the monarch of Sierra Leone.
The first email I sent her, I was like, this is BS.
Right.
I'm like, you are so full of crap. She's like, I swear to God, I'm a princess.
Miles,
like,
get after that.
I keep writing. I'm like, you're not a freaking princess. I'm happy for your success in Hollywood, but you ain't no freaking princess.
Hey, guys, look, everyone listening, we got to do something to make Miles the king.
We got to hook this up.
Of Sierra Leone.
Like, we should make like a royal Tinder.
Yes. Look, man. I used to protect her when she was a kid.
Miles
she
Montgomery
appreciates that.
Seeking princesses.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I would love to hang out with her.
Yes, sir. She would, yeah.
She is.
I'd like to hang out with you.
She's not hard on the eyes. She's a princess.
I'm sure you would love to hang out with
her. She's got her own money. Probably got a friend named Simmy.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Oh, there they are. Thank you. I knew they were going to clap, dude. So I was just thanking them beforehand.
The sign's busted. We got a neon issue. We're working on it.
Mike, will you get on it?
Ted's been bitching about the neon issue for like a month and a half now.
You need to update the technology. Neon's out.
All right, so this is a list of the 20 greatest dishes to come from America. Now, a lot of this list will have kind of a theme,
okay?
Right, which is, I think you can make the argument that overall, soul food or Southern is kind of like the one like real American thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's good reasons
so, like,
for that. Because, yes.
Like, obviously, first on the list is barbecue. But barbecue's included a lot in soul food kind of cooking. So barbecue comes in on the list first. Now, look, you can find barbecue all over the world and this and that. It was massive with the Spanish when they're down in the Caribbean. But America really takes it to that next level. Nobody else has barbecue places like we do. And that's incorporating. And listen, I know I love barbecue. But they're basically just saying the four styles and region, right?
That's the difference.
Right, you got the Carolina barbecue, Texas barbecue, but Carolina basically is the hog Pig is the man.
Yeah.
Texas, beef is king. Memphis, ribs and rubs. And then Kansas City, where they do a tomato-based sauce. And also, credit to Kansas City, they do both.
Yeah, they do pork and beef.
Yeah.
What's cool is when I visited my grandparents on my mother's side, they lived in Virginia, but originally came from North Carolina, so we'd always have Carolina-style barbecue. Visit the family in Texas, obviously Texas-style barbecue, but, like, the food was never bad, ever.
Yeah, and, like, I know Miles, also like, and if you really break it down, you can get into, like, the Carolinas, right? There's
North Carolina is different than South Carolina barbecue.
Right, in South Carolina, it's only that one little area basically around Columbia that's doing the mustard-based sauce.
Correct.
And this and that. Also, shout out to Gunners, way up north, man. That they're doing some really good barbecue.
Kentucky's got a very unique style of barbecue, which is
fantastic. Doesn't Tennessee also do its own barbecue as well?
A lot of places. Well, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. Sorry. Yep.
A lot of places.
I just did it. You did in Omaha.
Like a lot of places do. Just generally, if you're talking barbecue, those are like the four styles that everybody knows. But there is a ton of different styles, and you know, once you break it down, you get really deep and in the minutia of like, all right.
Fascinating. I've been getting into it here the last few years. I love it.
Next on the list, fried orca. Orca.
Oh no way.
Okra.
Fried orca.
Fatty and delicious.
Not Keiko.
Just like pork belly.
What a Keiko cake.
I you know what? That's probably one that I'll pass on. I've had it in gumbo. It's fine. It's a vegetable.
It is
a bitter vegetable. It's fine. It just doesn't stand on its own.
Correct.
It's fine in gumbo.
All right,
but
I'll
other
give
than
you that.
That,
it's right. It's generally Miles. I'm 100% with you. Like I don't know what it is. It's fine in gumbos or succotash, but every time I've tried it on its own, whether it's fried or in a cheese sauce, it just has a unique flavor where you're like, I'm not big on it.
Would you try the fried orca?
No comment.
You know what? I would. I know it's terrible to say, but I would.
I mean, yeah.
Next on the list, we got the Cobb salad.
Okay.
All right. That's good salad.
Yep. Credit for the Cobb salad generally goes to Bob Cobb. He was the owner.
Poor
Bob
guy.
Cobb. Poor guy, man.
He was the owner of the now defunct Brown Derby chain restaurant in L.A. Again, I think that's the one salad. You enjoy the Cobb salad, right?
Everything except the lettuce.
I cannot believe that guy had to go through life being Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb. Did he just really like hard-boiled eggs?
Well, I think blue cheese and bacon are the star of that show. Also, you know, man, what? Just a wedge lettuce. Just a quarter wedge lettuce is better than you think when you do a Cobb style.
Yeah, or sometimes I just hate the wedge thing. But sometimes too, I like it. People will just line up everything on a giant Cobb salad.
Yeah.
So, next on the list of America's 20 greatest food inventions, basically peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, man.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we invented peanut butter, right? That was George Washington Carver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not realize that peanut butter and jelly, if you're not from the States, is such an odd thing to people.
Right.
The idea of it is disgusting.
Until they try it, and they're like, okay, America's got this.
And right now, Uncrustables are king.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They've been around for a while. I like it. You just discovered them in the last year and a half.
Box them in my freezer at all times.
See, but I've never been bothered by the crust near as much as you guys have.
Oh, I'm just saying that.
The crust doesn't bother me, but the Uncrustable's just a great product.
Superior, yes.
Next on the list, we can thank our Native American friends, fry bread.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that was a Native thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically, he was born out of necessity in the mid-1800s when the tribes were forced off their lands and forced to relocate what's now New Mexico. So they didn't have a ton of stuff available, and they came up with fry bread.
Huh.
You never knew that, huh?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
One, I think everybody in here enjoys.
Now you don't hate him anymore, do you, Mike?
Oh, come on, man. I never did.
Beans and rice. That's a huge one.
Yep.
Obviously, anything, you know, you're going to, rice is always going to stretch your meal or whatever. Red beans were huge down in the Caribbean, specifically in Haiti. They come over, kind of all ends up down there in New Orleans. You get that Creole kind of cooking. Red beans and rice always going to be a good meal, traditionally served on Mondays.
And for a good side, man, they have the 90-second packets like they do with their other rice.
So
you can just easily put that in, man, have a good side in, you know, a minute and a half.
And I have it on good authority that they didn't miss her. Red beans and rice.
All right.
It's a Sir Mix-a-Lot line.
All right. Again, we're talking about classic American foods that are invented here. The hamburger.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, I like this. Founding fathers were not eating burgers.
Now, did they still have hamburger meat in other places and they were just, we were the ones that made the patty?
So the hamburger also used to be a big fair food.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then people really liked them so much. And then once you get past like World War II, like the hamburger really starts showing up. And then also it was kind of a cheap sandwich. Again, I want to say it's Connecticut. It's like,
well, it's garbage meat.
Well, there's some tiny little place that still steams their burgers and stuff.
White Castle. Yeah.
But that's where White Castle got the idea from, the original place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that it was just this cheap meal. But then people really liked them. Like I said, it was like a fair food. And then it blows up. And then obviously, with the invention of fast food and all that kind of stuff, the burger really takes off. All and to me, like that is like the American classic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And after that, what's more American than having a hamburger?
Hot dog?
A dog.
Apple pie.
Oh. That too, Ted.
Right, because isn't that what people say? Like, as American as apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could say that for a burger as well. But obviously, people love apple pie. Now, one we got, a newer one to the list, thanks to our friends in Hawaii.
Moco Loco?
Spam. Spam.
Poke bowls.
Oh, is that Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Okay. Chili also makes the list. You know what? I'll be honest with you. It's like the pizza damn argument. Doesn't really matter. Texas-style chili does not have beans. I know a lot of places they add the beans. If you want to put beans in it when you're making it home, go ahead. Clam chowder.
All right.
Sure.
General Tso's chicken. Not Chinese.
General. He was a Marine.
The Reuben sandwich is an American classic. Grits.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Cheddar or shrimp. Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, I do remember that one.
Another American classic. Gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The Mission Burrito down there in California.
Yep. What's the Mission Burrito? I'm sorry.
That's a big
fan.
That's
kind of the
beans.
Burrito we're used to now with the beans and rice and everything else in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Banana pudding.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, if you think you don't like banana pudding, you're probably wrong. Spaghetti and meatballs, huh?
Hey, that's American.
That is American.
Sweet. We brought it over.
And then we were talking about earlier today, because it has hollandaise sauce, not barbecue.
Eggs Benedict.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live. And enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Where'd you put my beer?
Hola.
Hola.
Does that mean you're not sober, Brad?
Not sober.
Sober or not sober?
Not sober.
I figured if you're looking for your beer, that means you're not sober.
You drinking men's room IPA?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, Brad. Eat one for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Top ramen all day.
Top ramen, is that what you said?
Top ramen.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to college, like, of course.
Naturally, Miles. I don't even know why you had to ask him.
Come on, Miles.
Brad, for Christ's sake.
I should have figured that out with a beer this early.
Yeah.
It's not rich enough for bologna.
All right.
It's happy hour.
Brad, here's your question. The Honda NSX was the first mass-produced car to feature a body made entirely of what?
Plastic.
Aluminum.
Hmm. Where was the plastic car? Was it that?
Saturn.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe.
Yeah, they were pretty.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, because you could, like, my brother got one, and we got to kick it.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And some people, man, I swear to God, I know some people that had Saturns for 200,000 miles plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. People swear by them.
Strange, as far as the reliability.
By these. Yeah, we're going to stop making them then.
That's basically what happened.
I guess maybe people stopped buying them, but like the Saturn thing was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was big for a while.
There was like meetups and this and that.
Really? The Saturn folks?
Yeah. And like when my brother bought that car, they did like the whole send off and this and that. Like,
I had one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Went to all the meetups. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I picture you being that guy, Mike.
Had an 03 Ion.
All right, Brad, your question. Who provides the voice for Marge Simpson?
Fran Drescher?
Who?
Fran Drescher.
Oh, Fran.
Yeah.
I have no idea what part.
Julie Kavner.
Oh, I would never got that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not a big Simpsons person.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right. How many feet long is the bowling lane from the foul line to the head pin?
22.
Is that 90?
90?
60.
60.
No, it's like the pitcher's mound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that 60 feet and like six inches?
Six inches.
Okay, because I debated
feet,
using that as a clue. That I'm like, man, I think it's just a little further.
It is. I know, that's just such a nerdy thing growing up with a baseball family.
Right. All right. What are the two fruit juices in a cosmopolitan cocktail?
Ooh. Lime and cranberry.
Boom. Boom.
Got it.
One more.
One more.
One more. One more.
Big dummy.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Heather, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Heather, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Heather, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Eat one only for a month. Bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Campbell's soup, because there's so many options.
Okay, we've heard that a lot today.
We have learned that
and
today.
We have learned that, yes. All right, Heather, here's your question. Whose hot air balloon reads State Fair Omaha on the outside?
The Omaha State Fair balloon. I don't know.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Goodyear.
The Wizard of Oz.
Goodyear.
Oh!
At the end, when he floats away without Dorothy.
He's from Nebraska.
Uh-huh. Okay. Omaha.
Nebraska.
Which is in Nebraska. That is correct.
I got you, man.
Damn.
Wait, it is on my toes.
All right.
Nah, dude, Omaha.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah. Fool.
Sorry. Oh,
not in Washington. I'm in Seattle.
All right, your question. What organization grew out of the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation?
Oh, my God. Dental care. I don't know.
NASA? The Church of Scientology.
Hubbard.
Do you remember the Dianetics thing?
Oh, yeah. L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard.
The science fiction writer?
Yeah. He was a science fiction writer.
Yes, he was. Yes.
That's the thing. Then he's like, ooh, I bet you I can get people to buy into this.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm. And yes, he did.
John Travolta starred.
Boy, that movie.
That's what I hear. I have not seen it, but I hear it's like one of the worst movies
of
all
say,
time.
Listen, watch that. Do yourself a favor and watch Battlefield Earth, Battleground, whatever it is, and with John Travolta, and you will understand you've never seen a movie worse than that. No matter how bad the movie is, it is not that bad. It's so bad, it's fantastic.
I've seen a few clips of John Travolta's acting, and it's very John Travolta.
It is. I mean, it's a tour de force of suck. You know what I mean? Like, they almost put in an effort to say, how can we make the biggest steaming pile of ass ever? And then they knocked it out of the park. All right. Your question, in what state would you find Delicate Arch? It's even depicted on the state's license plates.
Delicate Arch.
Delicate Arch.
It's close, relatively speaking.
Close. Ohio?
Utah,
right? Utah.
Yeah, I mean, as close as West Coast could be close.
Sure.
Yeah, Ohio's not close at all.
Yeah,
give me a nice, easy one.
Heather, you sound like a character that a cartoon character meets on a voyage somewhere, you know?
I've heard that.
There it is, right there.
She's the sidekick.
Right, I met her along the way.
I put antifreeze in your drink.
That's why it's so sweet.
She's the Dory to someone's Marlin,
yeah,
I know it.
Basically, that's the vibe I'm getting here. All right, your question, what gas filled the Hindenburg airship?
Oh, that is, it's explosive. I know that.
Is. Yes, it's very explosive.
Okay. As is proven.
My gosh.
The first one you run into.
It's the lightest element on the periodic table.
Helium.
Oh.
Hydrogen.
No, nitrogen.
Hydrogen.
Nope.
I don't think we'd have a lot of balloons at kids' parties if helium was as explosive as hydrogen.
Not when you light candles.
That would be cool, though.
Oh, so close. I knew it exploded.
Question five. Ha ha, antifreeze. Ha ha. Just give me 10 minutes here and you're going to drop over. Ha ha.
Where's that life insurance policy? All right, Heather, your question. Karate, taekwondo, judo, or Muay Thai? Which was the first martial art to use the colored belts to signify rank?
Taekwondo.
Karate?
No.
Judo.
I hear the spin and I'm hearing karate.
All right.
Dang.
Question six.
Oh.
Question number six. Actually, Oddly enough, Miles talked about this extensively just yesterday. What Pacific atoll was the site of nuclear tests between 1946 and 1958?
Oh, my gosh.
Pacific what?
What Pacific atoll?
What's an atoll?
Island. Like a teeny tiny island.
What's an atoll?
It's just like a small island. Yeah. So what we did, we were testing atomic and nuclear bombs. We would drop it on these teeny tiny islands.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny island.
Hawaii? Is it an American island?
No, we did not drop bombs on Hawaii.
Let's check this out.
I don't know. You said an island. I'm thinking America.
It would be Bikini Atoll. Bikini Atoll. But no, they did not drop it. Let's test it on Hawaii.
Boom.
See what they think. Oh, yeah, it works.
You guys okay?
They're angry.
Well, maybe it's something I didn't hear about.
Do you feel irradiated?
Are your gums bleeding? All right. Your question, which planet is named after the god of the sky?
Oh, my gosh. These are hard. God of the sky.
Mars. When in doubt.
Okay, if you don't know, what's a funny one to name?
Uranus.
Bam.
All right. You got it. There you go. Uranus is the god of the sky.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Can we make it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 62-year-old Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And earlier today, Starmer was in Liverpool, England, giving a speech at the United Kingdom Labour Party Conference. Now, as he was articulating his vision for children in Britain, he was interrupted by someone in the audience asking him about his stance on Gaza. And the Prime Minister, to his credit, he didn't miss a beat. He addressed the question, saying, quote, "I call again for restraint and de-escalation at the border between Lebanon and Israel. I call again for all parties to step back from the brink." But I'll let you hear his final comment on the topic in his own words, as only he could say it.
"I call again for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages.
I'm going to play that for you again in case you didn't quite catch the little flub there.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages."
Yeah, homeboy slipped up and called the hostages sausages, which made me think, who could forget the infamous 1979 Iran sausage crisis, or 1985 when hijackers detained 147 sausages on TWA Flight 847. Let's not forget these sausages held for 12 days in India in 1994, most recently in May of 2000, when several sausages were held captive for 56 days.
I think our man was just hungry.
I'm guessing so, man. That's a big scoop.
This was an early speech he made.
The immediate release of the sausages. Hostages.
I want to get
my bag.
I need some sausages.
You can't hear it, but my stomach is growling fiercely.
You think somebody was cooking them in the back or something like that?
My
beans and sausages.
Yeah. The immediate return of the sausages. Hostages. My bad.
Sorry.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Where'd you put my beer?
Hola.
Hola.
Does that mean you are not sober, Brad?
Brad, not sober.
Sober or not sober?
Not sober.
I figured if you're looking for your beer, that means you're not sober.
You drinking Men's Room IPA?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, Brad. Eat one for a month. Bologna, Top Ramen, Campbell's Soup, or Tofu?
Top Ramen all day.
Top Ramen? Is that what you said?
Top Ramen.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to college. Like, of course.
Naturally, Miles. I don't even know why you'd ask him.
Come on, Miles.
Brad, for Christ's sake.
I should have figured that out with a beer this early.
It's not rich enough for bologna.
All right,
it's happy hour.
Brad, here's your question. The Honda NSX was the first mass-produced car to feature a body made entirely of what?
Plastic.
Aluminum?
Aluminum. What was the plastic car? Was it that?
Saturn.
Saturn. Yeah, that's right.
I believe.
Yeah, they were pretty.
Yeah.
That was the thing, because you could, like, my brother got one, and we got to kick it.
They can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And some people, man, I swear to God, I know some people had Saturns for 200,000 miles plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. People swear by them.
Strange, as far as the reliability.
Like, we swear by these. Yeah, we're going to stop making them then.
That's basically what happened.
I guess maybe people stopped buying them, but, like, the Saturn thing was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was big for a while.
There was, like, meetups and this and that.
Really? The Saturn folks.
Yeah, and, like, when my brother bought that car, they did, like, the whole send-off and this and that. Like,
I had one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah?
Went to all the meetups, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I picture you being that guy, Mike.
Had an 03 Ion.
All right, Brad, your question. Who provides the voice for Marge Simpson?
Fran Drescher.
Who?
Fran Drescher.
Oh, Fran Drescher.
Yeah. I have no idea who's Marge.
Julie Kavner.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not a big Simpsons person.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right. How many feet long is the bowling lane from the foul line to the head pin?
22.
Is that 90?
90?
60.
60. No, it's like the pitcher's mound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that 60 feet and like six inches?
6 inches.
Okay, because I debated
feet,
using that as a clue. That I'm like, man, I think it's just a little farther.
It is. Okay. I know, that's just such a nerdy thing growing up with a baseball family.
Right. All right. What are the two fruit juices in a cosmopolitan cocktail?
Ooh. Lime and cranberry.
Boom.
Got it. One more.
One more.
One more. More than
our Big Dummy.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Heather, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Heather, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Heather, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Eat one only for a month. Bologna, Top Ramen, Campbell's Soup, or Tofu?
Campbell's Soup, because there's so many options.
Okay, we've heard that a lot
and
today.
We have learned that
and
today.
We have learned that, yes.
All right, Heather, here's your question. Whose hot air balloon reads State Fair Omaha on the outside?
The Omaha State Fair balloon. I don't know.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Goodyear.
The Wizard of Oz.
Goodyear.
Oh.
At the end when he floats away without Dorothy.
He's from Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Omaha.
Nebraska.
Which is in Nebraska. That is correct.
I got you, man.
Damn.
Wait, it is on my toes.
All right. Nah, dude, Omaha.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah.
Fool.
Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Not in Washington. I'm in Seattle.
All right, your question. What organization grew out of the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation?
Oh, my God. Dental care. I don't know.
NASA?
The Church of Scientology.
Oh,
Hubbard.
Do you remember the Dianetics thing?
Oh, yeah. L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard.
The science fiction writer?
Yeah. He was a science fiction writer.
Yes, he was. Yes.
That's the thing. Then he's like, ooh, I bet you I can get people to buy into this.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm. And yes, he did.
John Travolta starred.
Boy, that movie.
That's what I hear. I have not seen it, but I hear it's like one of the worst movies of all
time. I would say, listen, watch that. Do yourself a favor and watch Battlefield Earth, Battleground, whatever it is, and with John Travolta, and you will understand you've never seen a movie worse than that. No matter how bad the movie is, it is not that bad. It's so bad, it's fantastic.
I've seen a few clips of John Travolta's acting, and it's very John Travolta.
It is. I mean, it's a tour de force of suck. You know what I mean? Like, they almost put in an effort to say, how can we make the biggest steaming pile of S ever? And then they knocked it out of the park. All right. Your question, in what state would you find Delicate Arch? It's even depicted on the state's license plates.
Delicate Arch.
It's close, relatively speaking.
Ohio?
Utah, right?
Utah.
Yeah, I mean, as close as West Coast could be close.
Sure. Yeah, Ohio's not close at all. Yeah,
give me a nice, easy one.
Heather, you sound like a character that a cartoon character meets on a voyage somewhere, you know?
I've heard that.
You know, there it is, right there.
She's the sidekick.
Right, I met her along the way.
I put antifreeze in your drink.
That's why it's so sweet.
She's the Dory to someone's Marlin, I know it.
Basically, that's the vibe I'm getting here. All right, your question, what gas filled the Hindenburg airship?
Oh, that is, it's explosive. I know that.
Yes, it's very explosive.
As is proven.
My gosh.
The first one you run into.
It's the lightest element on the periodic table.
Helium.
Oh.
Hydrogen.
No, nitrogen.
Hydrogen. Nope.
I don't think we'd have a lot of balloons at kids' parties if helium was as explosive as hydrogen.
Not when you light candles.
That would be cool, though.
Oh, so close. I knew it exploded.
Question five. Ha ha, antifreeze. Ha ha. Just give me 10 minutes here and you're going to drop over. Ha ha.
Where's that life insurance policy? All right, Heather, your question. Karate, taekwondo, judo, or Muay Thai? Which was the first martial art to use the colored belts to signify rank?
Taekwondo.
Karate?
No.
Judo.
I hear the spin in. I'm here. Karate.
All right.
Dang.
Question six.
Oh.
Question number six. Actually, oddly enough, Miles talked about this extensively just yesterday. What Pacific atoll was the site of nuclear tests between 1946 and 1958?
Oh, my gosh.
Pacific what?
What Pacific atoll?
What's an atoll?
Island.
Like a teeny tiny island.
Oh.
what's an atoll?
It's just like a small island. Yeah. So what we did, we were testing atomic and nuclear bombs. We would drop it on these teeny tiny islands.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny island.
Hawaii? Is it an American island?
No, we did not drop bombs on Hawaii.
Let's check this out.
I don't know. You said an island. I'm thinking America.
It would be Bikini Atoll. Bikini Atoll. Okay. But no, they did not drop it. Let's test it on Hawaii. Boom. See what they think. Oh, yeah, it works.
You guys okay?
They're angry.
Well, like maybe it's something I didn't hear about.
Do you feel irradiated?
Are your gums bleeding? All right. Your question, which planet is named after the god of the sky?
Oh, my gosh. These are hard. God of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
When in doubt.
Yeah, if you don't know, what's a funny one to name?
Uranus.
Bam.
All right. There you go.
Uranus is the god of the sky.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Can we make it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 62-year-old Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And earlier today, Starmer was in Liverpool, England, giving a speech at the United Kingdom Labour Party Conference. Now, as he was articulating his vision for children in Britain, he was interrupted by someone in the audience asking him about his stance on Gaza. And the Prime Minister, to his credit, he didn't miss a beat. He addressed the question, saying, quote, "I call again for restraint and de-escalation at the border between Lebanon and Israel. I call again for all parties to step back from the brink." But I'll let you hear his final comment on the topic in his own words, as only he could say it.
"I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages.
I'll play that for again in case you didn't quite catch the little flub there.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages."
Yeah, homeboy slipped up and called the hostages sausages, which made me think who could forget the infamous 1979 Iran sausage crisis, or 1985 when hijackers detained 147 sausages on TWA flight 847. Let's not forget the sausages held for 12 days in India in 1994, most recently in May of 2000, when several sausages were held captive for 56 days.
I think our man was just hungry.
I'm guessing so, man. That's a big scoop.
This was an early speech he made.
The immediate release of the sausages. Hostages.
I want to get
my bag.
I need some sausages.
You can't hear it, but my stomach is growling fiercely.
Sausage. You think somebody was cooking them in the back or something like that?
My
beans and sausages.
Yeah. The immediate return of the sausages. Oh, hostages. My bad.
Sorry.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.